Wise Concise Trustee Handbook, Authorized Representatives. This audio file is brought to you by WiseConciseTrusteeHandbook.com. For private entertainment use only. The information presented in this audio file is published with the understanding that the author and publisher, jointly and severally, are not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional advice. All decisions made based on the following material are ultimately done at the sole discretion of the listener. Author and publisher, jointly and severally, assume no liability whatsoever. Visit WiseConciseTrusteeHandbook.com for amazing trust knowledge, and to eventually also learn about trust webs, IRS dealings, social security knowledge, court protection knowledge, how to operate with lawful money, and obtaining a lodeal title of property. Authorized representatives. As shown above, it is well within the power, discretion, and oftentimes, duty to contract an authorized representative, managing agent, or attorney in fact to deal with certain affairs of the trust. And the basic rule which courts of equity have laid down is that a trustee may contract such agents to handle all affairs which require no discretion, be they ministerial or not, and he may not delegate the essential part of a power unless, of course, he is permitted to do so by the trust instrument. See footnote 97. In clarifying the discretionary power rule, it must be noted that there is no law against delegating discretionary powers to agents. The rule is simply that a trustee who does so at his own peril. See footnote 98, for he is liable for all losses generated by the agent, if any. To clarify what constitutes the essential and unessential parts of a power, the essential part is defined as the exercise of discretion, the determining of needs of the trust, or the appropriateness of an action. The unessential part is that, not requiring the exercise of discretion, etc., etc. However, there is a simple solution, allowing for greater flexibility in this rule. The solution is to authorize the agent to contract on behalf of the trust subject to the assent of the trustee. See footnote 99. And, as noted in the previous section, if the trust instrument makes provisions for the contracting of an authorized representative, then the trustee cannot be liable for his acts. See footnote 100. Now, the method for contracting such agents may be either by formal appointment if mandated by the trust instrument, or by execution of a limited power of attorney, letter of authorization, or even certificate of verbal authorization documented by minutes of meeting. The most effective, secure method of contracting such an agent would obviously be an actual appointment with written contract setting forth the specifics of the position. But a letter of introduction is, for most purposes, sufficient, as is a simple power of attorney when the agent is acting specifically under the title of attorney in fact. See footnote 101. Footnote 100. It should be noted here that in the previous section it was shown to be a general duty of the trustee to minimize any potential risk not only to the trust, but also to himself, when contracting agents. In cases of uncertainty, the trustee may require that the agent be bonded for a certain amount which would satisfy any potential general or specific loss, assuring the trustee and trust of the good faith performance of the agent. Footnote 101. I have supplied the reader with a sample multipurpose letter of introduction for opening a bank account in the sample form section. All the reader need do is modify the letter to encompass the particular purpose for which the authorization may be necessary. A sample limited power of attorney is also provided in that section. I have also provided a sample authorized representative contract, specifying the particular authorization, power, and limitation of liability, etc., for said agent. When used with managing agents, modification to the contract's language may be necessary. This audio file was brought to you by WiseConciseTrusteeHandbook.com. Visit WiseConciseTrusteeHandbook.com for amazing trust knowledge, and to eventually also learn about trust webs, IRS dealings, social security knowledge, court protection knowledge, how to operate with lawful money, and obtaining a lodeal title of property.